the main character in the Word of God this second Sunday of Advent is John the Baptist. He is the voice in the desert announced by the prophet Isaiah. He is the one inviting the people of Israel to prepare the way of the Lord through repentance and baptism, but a different kind of baptism, a baptism of repentance. He has very clear to himself that he is only the messenger, the instrument sent by God. He knows that somebody higher than him is coming. He himself is a living witness of conversion and repentance in his own life. When people were seeing John, they saw a sign. He himself was assigned to the people. Last Sunday, we were invited to be alert. This Sunday, the invitation is to prepare the way of the Lord. And it is an opportunity to make our own evaluation about our ways of life. And it should be an opportunity to ask ourselves, how are we living our Christian faith? How are we using the opportunities, talents, skills, and abilities given by our God to us? Advent is an opportunity to be prepared. What does it mean for us, for you, for me? Conversion. What do we need to renew in our life, in your life and in my life? What do we need to make straight in our life, in the relationship with our family, our community, and people around us, that we may say that we are preparing the way to the Lord? This second Sunday is also called the Sunday of Hope. St. Peter, in the second reading, expressed the belief of the believers, or their hope, when he said that we await for a new heavens and a new earth full of righteousness. We know that it will come at the end when Jesus will be back. But it is not just to wait that it will happen. It is a challenge. It is our duty and responsibility to make this happen. We know that it's in the hands of God, but we must do our part. We must do our best to improve the quality of life. We must do our best to preserve the environment. Before, it was never mentioned in our homilies about the environment. But now, it is part of our responsibility to take care of the creation and the earth that God has given to us. And we must care for that that has given to us, to be good administrators, to be good stewards, and not to destroy it with contamination, pollution, and so on. We must do our best to protect life to all, in all levels, for the unborn, for the elderly, looking for a dignity of the human beings and human life. We must do our best to improve the quality of our relationship with our families, friends, community. I say that already in the calls for conversion. Conversion is not only with God. Reconciliation and conversion has to be with those around us. And somebody was telling me yesterday, "Father, the most difficult part for me is my family. They are the more challenging. They are the ones who know me." But that is the challenge. How can we improve our relationship with them, with our friends, with our community, to make straight the path, to prepare the way of the Lord? We must do our best, working for peace and unity among us and in society. We all know how is the world today. When you on the news and you see the situation all over, but also here in the United States, we know how divided we are. And if we want to have a new heaven and a new earth, we must do our best to work for peace and unity. It is our responsibility and mission to make a new earth full of righteousness, because we believe it, and we know and we hope it is possible. How is our commitment with the transformation and improvement of our world? What can we do for a better world? Are we making it better or worse? How is our hope, especially in this unique and challenging time? We know that we are not alone. We count in the help of the Lord. Merciful and loving Father, strengthen our hope in your promises and in your presence. Let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.